I was gonna say originally, before he said that, I was gonna say it was a band made to promote a new brand of Hot Pocket competitors. And so it was like a total sellout band. But that's awfully close to what Kevin said. So I think what I'm gonna do is pivot hard and just start talking and hope something funny happens again.
Well, are you happy now?
Okay. I've never been happy. I have a waveform I'm looking at right now, and that's all I'm hoping to have.
So I'm blaming it on the audio, because it sounds perfectly in sync with when I'm hearing you and doing
Joe,
it in time
with
you.
That's the problem with recording over the internet because of latency.
Then it's not my fault, and I don't give a shit.
Doesn't really apply here. Because
never saying anything ever again. This was the last episode of Joe.
Are we doing the clap again, or is this the
No,
the
that was it.
I just, I want you guys to know
did
something.
Did you join the second clap?
Everything's fine.
Good. Kyle, did you do a second clap?
What?
Yeah. Okay. First. Welcome to Sitsock, everybody.
Yay,
we
Sitsock!
We all gone stupid. The world ended, and we don't know how to behave anymore.
Joe has we're to participate down. In everything.
I do.
Okay, we're going to talk about band names, and we got Joe and we got Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin.
But before band names, we're gonna talk about our sponsor.
We're not sponsored, but please, for the love of God, MeUndies, if you want to sponsor us, I will take that money.
Could we get a Raid Shadow Legends sponsor? I mean, fucking everybody has that
everybody,
now. So.
Yeah, everybody else does. Why not? Kate got me sold on MeUndies. Which is a type of basically rayon based. It's not very impressive, but it's micromodal, so it's a beechwood based rayon that is disgustingly comfortable as far as underpants are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And they've recently released loungewear.
Did you get some?
Yes, including lounge pants, which Kate got a pair of, and hooded robes.
Me onesies.
Weirdly heavy. No, the robes and the onesies are different. The robes are open front with a hood, and
nice.
They're weirdly heavy, but they are fucking delightful. I can't swear enough to articulate how much I am enjoying this garment. My only complaint is they're so soft and they're so sheer that you can't really keep it closed very well, like a fluffy robe. And so you're basically just exposing a lot of chest, regardless of what
it
you
doesn't
do.
Have. Like
that
a belt
sounds like an amazing problem to have.
Yeah,
it has a belt.
I don't see the problem.
It has a belt.
It has a tie, yes, but it's on the waist.
Okay.
And so it tends to, unless you have the hood up, it tends to kind of open up, and you get like a good 70s level of chest coverage. No nips, mind you, no nips. Hmm. But you get a lot of chest exposure.
Do you guys have the MeUndies subscription?
Yes.
Okay, so like, as someone who's had a MeUndies subscription or had a MeUndies subscription for about a year, I did stop it because turns out getting underwear every month means that now I have more underwear than any other clothing item in my house.
Yeah, you've had enough underwear.
Yeah, I have more underwear than I would literally. I think it might have been more than a year because I know for a fact that we have more than 12. But
well, so,
I can tell you like what pairs I got from which one. Like, oh, that's the Christmas 2010.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Oh, this is the one I got here when I was watching Game of Thrones again. Like, it's pretty cool. But I will say, you don't have to do the subscription. You can just buy them. You don't feel
there's
obligated.
There's like a membership deal. We bought the robes because they had a special like 50% off deal. Because the robes are $88.
Cool.
We paid half of that for so like $50, $45.
Oh, God damn.
And that's like, damn. And we got them like with trepidations like a couple weeks ago. Like, you know. That's a lot of money to spend on a pair of lounge pants and a robe. Is this really going to be worth it? And they got them in a package, and Kate came and we put them on. We looked at each other and was like, well, yes.
I would definitely get some of those pants. I don't know if I'm a robe guy, but I do love pajama.
Well, love me a robe.
For the record, the lounge pants do not have a drawstring, so make sure you size them well.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kate's are just... They just about fit. If she loses any weight, which she's hoping to, then they're going to become mine.
That's what potato chip flips are for.
I support her losing weight so I can have her pants.
Her pants.
Wonderful. I can tell you guys right now, I have the same exact underwear I've had since 2016. If you care to know that.
You,
but just
you
the one pair?
Out.
No, like I have a sizable amount, but it's I haven't upgraded
Kevin,
in a long time.
Kevin, I was there. I was there with you. I was totally in that same camp. And I said to Kate, like, Kate, this is a stupid amount of money to spend on underpants. And then I tried them, and my life is different now.
Yes. If you are looking for underwear and you want, I mean, these underwear last for a while too. Like I still wear the first pair I ever got.
That's what I'm looking for.
And they still glow in the dark.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, this particular, and I'm we're not a sponsor, but seriously, there are other brands as well, but this is there's a brand. I don't remember what it is, but it's a type of, microfiber. And it's, again, it's made from what it is. They take beechwood pulp and then they run it through a bunch of chemicals and then they make these fibers that are super sturdy but slightly stretchy, and they're very fine, so they overall have a lot of structural strength to them.
Gotcha.
It's an interesting type of thing. Like it's a very much a different kind of fabric. You feel it and you're like, this is like weird stretchy space silk. But no, it's amazing.
I would
MeUndies, please sponsor us.
Weird silky space silk is an amazing band name.
We'll put it on the list.
Which brings us to our next section. Who's got the list?
Perfect segue.
Right,
Kyle
awesome.
Has the list.
The list.
All right, list. So we are going to do band names. And for those of you who have never done this before, it's your first time. We read these names off of a list that was made by people saying some asinine phrase, thought, or something else. And someone else saying, that sounds like a band name. Put it on the list. And so this list is like hundreds of entries long. Of
some
things
say thousands.
Said over the years.
It'll be a board game soon.
Well, technically, hundreds is thousands. It's just that I'm using a different denomination. So, anyway.
Shut up, Kyle.
We're going to read the name, and then up to four of us are going to suggest a type of music and or a story to go along with that band name.
Up to four of us? You're just being very exclusive, Kyle.
No, I mean, like, because if someone's like, no, I really like that. I can't come up with a better one than that. We've done that.
What about
before.
Your no, various right. personalities, Kyle?
Oh no, they're all gonna coalesce, or they'll shut the fuck up.
What about the old man who stole my car?
Your I car. Don't know. I don't know why you're calling him a personality. There was literally an old man that came into your car.
That didn't happen.
He came in your car,
and then he stole it.
And I think it was. I think it gross. I think it was actually your car.
What, was it? Oh yeah, you're right. I think it was.
At this point in time, it doesn't
car,
matter. But.
Doesn't matter who.
All right. The first name on the band list today is Muse Ruse. So, like, Muse as in a muse, M-U-S-E, and Ruse, R-U-S-E. And I'm not sure if that's, like, I've pulled a ruse on you or what, but...
I don't think it would... I mean, who knows?
Yeah. It's whatever you want it to be.
Search your feelings.
I want to go last on this one.
You can't.
I have to call it... All right, Muse Ruse is
okay.
Is actually a group of people who inspire other people doing slam poetry about the people they inspired. Mm-hmm. And the ruse is that, like, that you'd never expect them to do slam poetry at all, but that's how they express their stories to people.
The sock and... ruse was a distraction.
So that's mine. Muse Ruse.
So here's what I'm thinking. You have this group of, like, this group of dads, right? And
oh god.
And they
I love it. I want to point this out right now. I love any band that starts off with there's a group of dads.
They
I'm 100% on board.
They're just trying to inspire people, but it's all about dad jokes. So it's like inspirational dad jokes, so they get people going to make more dad jokes, because that's what the world revolves around is dad jokes. They don't really do it
can't
with
confirm,
song though.
I'm dead.
It's all like all right. spoken poetry.
I think I've got one. Let's find out if I'm gonna start talking and hopefully it'll work out. It is an a cappella group that is meant to create a space where people who had to experience the child, like the children's cartoons of a certain era, can express what they feel and how they want to articulate their experiences. So they decided to pick something that rhymes with Blues Clues to create Muse Ruse. It doesn't actually mean anything, but it sounds cool. And about three hits into the joint, that's when they decided to make the band name. Take it away, Joe.
Okay. So Muse Ruse started out as a small-time garage band. They got their one big gig, and they were just a very classic rock band, right? They got their one big gig, they got signed to a label, and they fucked them over. Completely lost everything that they had, except for each other and the music that they had in their hearts. So they decided to start their own label company. That's right, they're not a band. Muse Ruse is a label. And what they do is they bring on new small-time bands that they feel like have the same kind of funk and soul that they had, and they play their own music for them to kind of give them inspiration and ideas and make sure that they don't get fucked over too.
100% on board.
All right.
Yes!
That's fantastic.
Yep, that's it.
Worth the wait. Worth the wait. Next band.
next band.
Okay. The next band is You, the NSA, and My Catholic Priest.
Oh my God.
I swear I to Christ, this. We've done this one before. Have we not done this one before?
No, but you might have been there for the conversation that led to this happening.
Okay.
Which at this point would have been like, what, 18 months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Been a long, lonely, lonely
since
time.
I could hold my dick up high. Anyway, okay. So what was it again? You?
You, the NSA,
you, the
and
NSA,
my...
Yeah, you got it.
You, the NSA, and My Catholic Priest.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna just default. I'm gonna default on this as a punk band.
You know, it's not a bad choice.
I want to say a Christian punk band, but I think that's a little strange.
Christian punk band.
Maybe they're like a those guys like to call themselves truth metal. They're like heavy metal Christian rock music.
I've never heard that term before.
You've never heard that term before?
I'm going to hold that in my heart now.
Yeah. Truth metal. And they kind of missed the connotation of both the NSA and the cat. So a lot of their songs are about how, like, God is the equivalent of the NSA watching over you, and they're like angels, and like the Catholic priest is supposed to be your, like, guide and everything. They just completely missed out on the unlikable context of both of those things.
I like it.
All right, my turn.
Yes.
Okay. So You, the NSA, and My Catholic Priest is oh man, I had it a second ago. And I totally
No, you got it. You got it. Do it.
Okay,
you got
so
it.
Basically, it's actually like a neighborhood group, and they the person started the band, and they're Catholic priest, and they're like neighborhood. It's like all this group, right? And so they noticed that there was like a guy climbing on a pole one day, and there was like a van next to the pole, and they went and introduced themselves, and they actually ended up figuring out that the NSA was like tapping the phones in their neighborhood. And so like they started singing about all the stuff that the NSA was like recording in order to make fun of them. And so like the NSA isn't actually like in the band, but it's like You, the NSA, and My Catholic Priest are like a group of people in a like Catholic community that like sing about all the things that are like the gossip that the NSA listens to. Sorry. So bad.
I like it.
I'm cheating right now.
Okay.
Why are you cheating? I'm cheating hardcore. because I'm looking up other things that NSA stands for.
That's what happens when we're recording on computers. You just have access.
Right, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't tell I'm not paying attention because my microphone's just not recording anything. So are you ready for it? This one's cheating, so if it's good, then it doesn't count. So it's you, the NSA, and my Catholic priest. And I'm going to say that it's... It does seem like it's going to be a Christian rock, but it's not explicitly Christian because there is an actual Catholic priest, but he's not necessarily like, he's not really like writing the songs. He's just playing bass, right? So, but, shit, I just had it. Where was I?
Too much cheating in the brain.
What it was that they're not really a Christian rock. They're like a regular, you know, rock. Is alt rock the regular rock now? I lose track. But they're like a rock band, just your standard rock band.
Yeah, it's like Creed.
But their one mission...
just derailed him.
Every time
completely.
You
their one mission is that they believe that nicotine... is it a horrible drug and that you shouldn't smoking is wrong. So what they have is, and it kind of got lost in translation, but the non-smoking area and their Catholic priest, and they were trying to create this concept that like your relationship with smoking is going against God. But ultimately, they really couldn't sell the idea, and so that's one of the reasons that, ironically, they play in smoky bars, because that's the only place they can get gigs.
I was going to award you demerits for cheating, but I revoke those demerits and give you just merits.
All right. Gone. The next one is...
100%.
Flippin' Flapjackers. Let's try saying the word flapjackers without getting...
Flapjackers.
It's not possible. It's just like,
no, this is gold. This is a good one. This is good.
Kevin? Okay, go, Kevin.
All right. it is a group of lumberjacks. All right. But here's the deal. They're like new school lumberjacks. And they use like a whole bunch of new heavy equipment, like tractors and
chainsaws
and
shit.
And excavators with like crazy attachments on them. But they take all of those attachments and the sounds they make, and then they create like this background music with those attachments.
Lumberjack industrial.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. So it's all this new equipment, and they just make crazy music out of it.
That's fantastic.
They didn't have to sing.
I'm so
honestly
on board that band.
That's way better than what I was thinking.
I was thinking something really similar to that, but it's not lumberjacks. It's actually people who work in like the griddle area of like a diners. But it's like techno based around the sound of like people making breakfast food. Like and enjoying said breakfast
sampling
foods.
Sampling people eating in a diner.
No, the people cooking in the diner. And
for
then,
our listeners who might be younger, diners used to be a place where you go and eat, where other people could sneeze on you.
Well, if like people in the Star Wars universe could forget about the Jedi after like, you know, 10 years, I feel like people might forget what diners are who are even alive today.
That's why I'm telling the younger viewers.
I know it's a public service is what you're doing.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
It's like the sounds of IHOP.
The sounds of IHOP.
I didn't want to say IHOP because I really wanted it to be like a really like a Waffle House, but flapjacks and waffles
hello,
aren't the same.
Waffles,
so like
my
it has to be
friend.
Skeevier than
IHOP is now delivering.
That,
actually, if you wondered.
Oh man, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't even have to be hung. I don't have to drive there with my hangover. I could be hungover at home.
Yeah, and they'll just take your hangover for right to your door.
That's nice. Perfect. Kendrick,
Joe,
do you want to go first?
I think you do it. You do it.
I'll do it. Mine was not as. Yeah. So what I was thinking was, it's a new breakfast place competition to Denny's and IHOP and those guys, right? And they're kind of going off like the country music jamboree style. So they've got themselves like a little animatronic, like like playing band, and they're all Cajun, like Cajun bears and squirrels and stuff, and they play like washboard tubs, and they just sing like little jingles about breakfast. They're the flippin' flapjackers.
And they're like semi-broken, and there's probably a weird lawsuit going on about how one of them killed a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's how they started. Their brand new functionality was they were dangerous and burning.
And then they evolved into a metal band.
That's later, where there's a metal cover band of the Flippin' Flapjackers, which are the fucking Flippin' Flapjackers, right? So. I was going to go with the real dead simple, like, 50s barbershop quartet, where they were just blissfully unaware of, like, whatever racial stereotypes or inappropriate stuff they were saying because it was the 50s. It's like, we're the Flippin' Flapjackers. And someone's like, yeah, you are. I'm like, well, I don't get that, young man. What are you talking about? It's like, yeah, you're jacking it all right. Well, yeah. We're Flippin' Jacks. Flipjacking everywhere. We'll flipjack off anybody. And it's like, no, you can't. That's not.
Does it mean something I don't understand?
I don't understand what you're talking about. What are you getting so hot about?
You can't just jack off anyone.
All right.
It's not how it goes.
All right. The next one is called Pushing the Meat Pie Envelope. Now, okay, so this might be because I've been playing too much Borderlands, but this sounds like something Krieg would say. And I just thought of it being like a pogo with only stuff that bandits and enemies say in Borderlands. Like,
that's fantastic.
That's what it is.
That's perfect.
But I don't actually think that any of them say that, but it totally reminds me of something.
It would be.
Say.
No, that's totally something a bandit would
Pushing
say.
Pushing the meat pie envelope.
You shouldn't come here, now you're going to pay.
Well, that's it, folks.
I mean, yeah, no. Well, I got.
Shit.
Let's
see.
I got to think about this one.
There's a lot to unpack with that one. Pushing the meat pie envelope.
Okay. What would you say? Those bands that like Creed. They have that. Their lead singer. And there are several other ones. Yeah, butt rock. But they're like, the way that those guys sing, they're just like,
like the 90s heavy rock scene.
Yeah.
Like, they have to have like that inflection.
Like,
yeah. Like,
is it? What happened after Pearl Jam?
Like the fake grunge.
Yeah.
Like the cheesy grunge.
Exactly. Yeah. Poser grunge.
That's it.
We'll call it poser grunge. This is a poser grunge band that is fully aware that they are a poser grunge band, and they are embracing it semi-ironically, but not really ironically. Pushing the meat pie envelope! And that's in every single one of their songs, is the name of their band.
That's disgusting, terrible, awful, fucking stupid, and exactly right, and I hate it.
I'm kind of thinking a... Like a southern rock band that is really focused on like a pot pie. And
yeah, I thought someone was gonna go the different direction like meat pie, but that's a really interesting one.
So like this really southern rock band.
None of us have
like
gone there
really,
yet.
Like right, so, straight out of Louisiana, and they're they're really into pies. But specifically meat pies. And meat pies. It's like very banjo heavy, but it's like also heavy metal in a little bit.
I could dig that.
Yeah. I was going to say originally, before he said that, I was going to say it was a band made to promote a new brand of Hot Pocket competitors. And so it was like a total sellout band. But that's awfully close to what Kevin said. So I think what I'm going to do is pivot hard and just start talking and hope something funny happens again, which is that, as Kyle was alluding to, it is a extremely inappropriate, like, what was that band from the 90s? do it all like we do in the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah, Bloodhound.
Bloodhound Gang, but like with a country twang where they were specifically talking about just boning people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Meat Pie Envelope is it, and that's where the episode ends.
No, that's actually really perfect.
Because
that's a tip-top.
I dig it, yeah.
Yeah. We're at, like, way low.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the last
45
minutes.
So. Yeah.
I think we got a hard stop coming, too. So, yeah, I think we'll end it with Meat Pie Envelope.
Meat Pie.
Let's never, ever speak of this episode again. Like, comment, subscribe, and wash your hands, everybody.
Yes, wash your hands.
Stop licking doorknobs.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Stop recording now.